Hey guys, thanks for tuning in today. We're going to be switching gears a little bit. We're going to be talking about actually selling a house on today's market. And one of the first things you do as a seller is pick an agent that's going to help you get the most out of your house. And I came up with a list of five things that you really should be looking for and talking to your agent about to make sure that they're going to be doing the best job for you. The first thing that you need to start discussing with your agent is what's currently going on with the market, different contract details that are going out, what are buyers looking for, why are buyers doing what they're doing, and why are different contract details coming out about selling or purchasing houses, and what to watch out for and what you're looking for as a seller. The next thing that you're really going to want to see is how well connected is your agent. A lot of times situations come up during the sale process or the process getting your house ready for sale where you might not know a contractor to do your drywall, do new flooring, you need someone to do landscaping, do a little interior design, painting the entire house, whatever it may be. Is your agent going to be able to help you through that process and find you a contractor that's going to be very competitive in the market, as well as give you the top quality that you should expect for your house? The very next thing that you should be looking for and reviewing with your agent is checking out how organized they are. When an agent comes in and you're interviewing him for the position of listing your house, he or she should come into the listing agreement or the listing appointment and be able to discuss with you the entire marketing plan and strategy that they've come up with, have examples of pricing, and be able to discuss with you exactly why they are saying the things they're saying and be able to not convince you, but build that trust and connection that you need with the listing agent because you're going to be trusting them with one of the biggest investments of your life to make sure that the whole process is smooth. The next number four on my thing is on my list is your agent going to be personable? That meaning are they good at communicating with you, and are they going to be good at communicating with the buyer's agents as well as the buyers directly? If they're doing open houses or they're doing different events to promote your house or find you contractors, are they personable? Have they built those relationships? Are they friendly, and have they not burned any bridges with the market out there? I've seen that happen a few times where agents have burned a few bridges, so it's become more and more difficult for them to get those deals or get those contractors into the house in a timely manner so that you as a seller are happy and satisfied with the whole process. And it is a huge part of being an agent, being able to communicate and be personable with the clients, the sellers, as well as the everyone else involved in the transaction. The last thing you should be really talking to your agent about is, or your agent should be showing you more, is about how passionate they are about the industry. A lot of times when you're discussing your house and you're talking about the market, talking about the contract details, and everything else involved in listing your house, your agent, you should see a sense of excitement going on in the tone that as your agent is presenting this stuff, as you're discussing this stuff. Are they getting excited about the house? Are they excited as you are to list this house and really put the best foot forward? A lot of times I actually have to tell my clients is if I'm going too fast, if I'm getting a little too excitable, you got to tell me to shut up and take a deep breath. Let's take a step back and let's review this information. And I usually tell them that once or twice during the conversation because I'll notice that I'm getting a little too excited. I'm going through information fast. I'll stop and tell them, hey, I know we just covered a bunch of stuff. You have any questions about this stuff? I know I'm pretty, I get pretty excitable about these things and I hope it shows. And I'm going to use that passion to really drive the market towards your house and give you the best outcome for your house. With the seller's market, there's a lot that goes into the contract details and a lot of things that buyer agents are trying to get away with when purchasing a house. So it's going to be important that your agent has that passion and that drive to really know what the market's doing, and he's going to put your best interest first when you're reviewing all the contracts and marketing the house. Those are going to be the top five things that I think you should really be looking out for when choosing an agent. If you have any other examples of things that you really think is important when you pick an agent to help list your house, make sure to comment below, and I'd be happy to add that to a video or really implement that in my own business here. But have a great rest of your day.